endoscopy push report for patient Gustavo Agudelo Garcia. First name is Gustavo, G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Last name is Agudelo Garcia, A-G-U-D-E-L-O space G-A-R-C-I-A. First name is Gustavo, last name is Agudelo space Garcia. Date of birth, March 18, 1959. Date of service, October 30, 2023. Procedure, esophageal gastrogenoscopy biopsy. Referring physician, Dr. Niral Patel, N-I-R-A-L. Niral Asmith Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Indication, nausea, period vomiting, abdominal distension, period anemia, period involuntary weight loss, period chronic heartburn. Description of procedure. Inform consent of the patient. Father will complicate the procedure. Bleeding infection of personal injection. Expert to the patient. Patient wants to possible complicated procedure to bleeding infection for transaction. There's a possibility of a missed lesion. Oral explained to the patient. Patient wants to ask to face left lateral position. Therapy of message service. Monitoring close packets. Well lubricated all process video gases. Covid into dysphoric advanced direct vision to the stomach. A large amount of food residue was noted in the stomach. Therefore, its examination is suboptimal. The gastroscope was further advanced to the pylorus. The enteral area appeared to be inflamed. Erosive gastritis was noted. Inflammation extended to the pyloric channel, which appeared to be stenosed because of this period. This did allow passage of the scope, comma, though barely, B-A-R-E-L-E-Y, period. And the duodenal bulb, second, third portion of duodenum were examined. These were unremarkable, period. Random biopsy obtained from the duodenum check for celiac disease as a cause of his anemia and weight loss. The scope was withdrawn into the stomach. Biopsies are obtained from the gastric antrum. Retroflex is obtained from the gastric cardia. Period. Again, examination of suboptimal because of presence of large amount of food residue. Period. Random biopsy obtained from body of the stomach check for Helicobacter infection. Period. The scope was withdrawn to the GE junction and careful examination made of the esophagus during the withdrawal of the scope. The distal half of the esophagus was characterized by superficial geographic repeated. The distal half of the esophagus was characterized by diffuse confluent superficial ulceration in a geographic pattern. Comma, biopsies are obtained. Period. No visible bezel, no adherent clot, no sign of recent or active bleed. Period. The scope was withdrawn and the patient returned to the holding area in a stable condition. New paragraph findings. Confluent, repeat the findings. Number one, large amount of food residue in the gastric lumen could be from diabetic gastroparesis or because of pyloric stenosis, in brackets, gastric outlet obstruction, close brackets. Next number, superficial confluent ulceration in the distal half of the esophagus, period erosive gastritis in the antrum of the stomach, including the prepyloric and pyloric area, resulting in narrowing of the lumen of the pyloric channel, which barely allowed passage of the scope. Next number, suboptimal examination because of presence of large amount of food residue in the stomach. Next paragraph, plan, review pathology, pre-diabetic, nostrodiantic, and matrix, maintenance precautions. Next number, gastroparesis diet, in brackets, small volume, low-fat meals, close brackets. Patient advised to stay on a pureed, P-U-R-E-E-D, pureed diet until follow-up upper endoscopy. Next number, keep head of bed elevated 45 degrees at night. Next number, next number is pantoprazole, P-A-N-T-O-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, pantoprazole 40 milligrams twice daily before food. Next number, follow-up of our endoscopy after 4 to 6 weeks. Further management, including the possibility of referral for pyloric channel dilatation. Will be decided based on findings at the follow-up upper endoscopy. Next number, follow-up office is 2 weeks. Next number, findings and plan of care explained to the patient with the help of a Spanish interpreter and interpretation.